Amen. Good to be in the
Go ahead,
house
preacher.
Of the
Lord. Oh, yeah.
Let's see if I can turn this thing on. We got it.
Hey.
All right. Good to be here this morning.
Yeah,
right? Thank God. I'll tell you, God's in this place. I like to go to where God's at, don't you? He came to me when I need to be saved, and I want to go to Him when it's Sunday. Amen. Thank God. Through the week, wherever He's at, I want to be there. Glory to God. He's everywhere this morning. Thank God it's good to be saved. Amen. Can you say that this morning? If it's good to be saved, just raise your hand. Well, a lot of hands went up. Amen. I'll tell you, if you're not saved, though, right here's the place to get saved. They sang that song there. He took nothing. That's me. I was nothing. And made something out of it. That's amazing what God can do that. You young people need to find Him while you're young. Amen. I wish I'd have found Him when I was young. I was in my 20s, and I've enjoyed my life from that time up to now. And I'm going to enjoy it on to the end. And when I get to heaven, it's just going to begin. Amen. Thank God. So I've got a hope. I mean, if you're looking at this world for a future, you ain't going to have one. Forget about this world. It's going to hell in a handbasket. Glory to God, but I'm not going with it, hallelujah. Because I've got a blessed hope, a glorious hope. And brother Jesus came to me, saved my soul, and gave me something to look forward to, and the economy's all right in heaven tonight. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I'll tell you, that boy done some teaching this morning, didn't he? Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. What teaching he done. Glory to God. That gets my soul fired up. If that book don't do something for you, there's something wrong with you. You know, I started preaching, Brother Kevin, and I thought, well, after a year, I thought, man, what am I going to preach on? I'm preaching so much, what am I going to preach on? Now it's been nearly 43, and I'm still finding stuff. Ain't that amazing? This is a living book. It's alive. It's well. And brother, there's all kinds of things in here for us. Never gets old to me. Brother Freddie preached a message, and I wanted to preach on some of that today, but I didn't. He preached a message 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday night, but God. And that's rung in my head for ever since I heard it. My Lord, what a message it was. Ain't that interesting how you can take just a few words and God can just make something big out of it. Hey, man, a little old girl gave me that at church and wanted me to have it. Hey, man, and I'm going to keep it in my Bible. Hey, man, she came to me and said, preacher, I want you to have that. I said, bless your heart, sweetie. Hey, man, go with me if you will. Stand with me. And I want to say it's a privilege and an honor to be here today. I appreciate Brother Kevin, and I appreciate all you folks, and what an honor it is to get to preach in a house with this many people. That's an honor. I pastored a church, and when I started, we had 8 people, and 3 years later, we had a 90-something, and they got mad at me. They didn't want to grow. Hey, man, so I just left it with them, went on my way. I said, God said, go out in the highways and the hedges, compel them to come in, that His house might be full. God likes a full house too. And don't let folks tell you big churches are dead.
Go ahead.
Because most of them I've been in have been pretty lively. Amen. You just got more folks to preach to. And that's what we need. We need good old-fashioned preaching. Go with me to Mark chapter number 16. Now I've got some papers here. Don't get excited. I've got some scriptures wrote down on them that I want to read to you as I preach. My mind, I'm getting older, and my mind, if I ever had one, my wife tells me sometimes she don't think I had one. But But if I ever had one, it slipped a little. So you just bear with me. I've been in pretty rough shape up till just a few months ago, and God's touched me, and I'm doing a whole lot better. When I come with Derek, I'm in bad shape that night. I got up here. But I got up anyway. I said, God, if I can walk, I'm going to walk for you. Amen. But listen, God's been good to me. And if you're saved, God's been good to you. Because you got one of the brightest futures that anybody could ever have. I can almost see the sun coming up on the other side right now. And I'm getting closer home. I ain't going to be here too many more years. But don't worry about me. I'll be all right. There ain't no use coming to the graveyard to visit it, if you don't see me, come to heaven. That's where I'll be at. I'll be standing at the gate waiting on you. Amen. I may be part of the welcoming committee there. Thank God, but it's good to be here. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 15. The Bible said this. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Let me read that one more time. I want you to get a hold of this. Preaching is an important part in the church. The word of God's the most important part you'll ever get out of church. If it can't help you, you won't get no help. Amen. That's why God put it in here. Amen, but reread it one more time. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall, did you catch that word? Shall be saved. Ain't you glad of that? See, I thought I was too mean to get saved. I did. I was a mean fella. I thought I was too mean. I thought the church roof fall in on me when I went to church. Nothing like that happened.
Amen.
The only thing that fell on me was the Holy Ghost and it hit my heart. And my old heart went to pounding. And I thought everybody in this building can hear my heart a pounding. Boy, it's just roaring in my ear. And that preacher said, you're tired of living in sin. Would you just slip your hand up so I could pray for you? He said, if you mean business, get out of that seat.
Yeah.
I said, honey, you don't go with me? She said, no, I ain't going right now. I said, get out of my way. I'm gone. I got something that day that's lasted my whole life. And brother, it'll last till I leave here. Glory to God. It's real. Hey, if you're here and you're lost this morning, you'll never get the true effects of it till you come and give your heart and your soul to Jesus today. He said, go into all the world. Preach the gospel. We'll read one more place just for a minute here. In Romans, you probably know where I'm going. Romans chapter 10 says here, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
That's right.
There's that shall be again.
That's right.
And then it goes on, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And listen, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
That's right.
And how shall they hear without what? Preacher. So you see, a preacher is worth more than you really think he is. What did Jesus do while he's here? He's one of the greatest preachers ever. He preached. John the Baptist came out of the wilderness doing what? Preaching. Now let me tell you this. And how shall they preach except they be sent? Now, who's got to send them? God. When I first went to preaching, I knew 10 or 15 other boys that started preaching. I don't know, but one or two of them that's left. Something's wrong with their sending. I tried to quit a time or two myself, but it didn't work for me. I'm going to just be honest with you. I tried to quit. I tell you, it gets hard sometimes. But I've learned over the hill, just over the time, just hang in there, because the blessings are going to outweigh all the bad, hey, glory to God.
Hey. Yes, sir.
And it sure has.
Yes, sir.
But he said, how can they preach unless they be sent? As it is written. As it is written.
Yeah.
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
As it is written. Beautiful. Look at these feet. Beautiful. Are these feet that carry the gospel. I mean, that's what God said. I didn't say it. I'm going to get in the message here in just a minute. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. There's that peace again. And bring what? Glad tidings of what?
Good things, brother.
Good things.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm here to preach on this morning. I'm going to preach on some good things.
Hey.
Yeah. Amen. Anything God does is good. Do you know it? Amen. God's never done a bad thing in his life. Hey, can you say that? You can be seated. Go ahead and take your seat. But I want you to notice he said go into all the world. And I'll never get this whole message preached. And I'm going to preach part of it. Amen. But he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yeah.
Now, we need preaching. The Bible tells us that.
Hey.
And why do we want to preach? Well, it told us here in this scripture, God told us to. Who he called, he sent, and he's got a job for the preachers to do.
Right.
But I want you to understand something, church. It's not only for the preachers, he's got a job for you to do. There's some kind of calling that God has put on your life, and God wants you to use it for his glory and his honor. Amen. Look at this boy here. That's amazing. This young man right here, teacher, he talked to us this morning. Then he played the piano, didn't he? And then he played the guitar. And then he sung, glory to God. My Lord, God loaded him up with things. And I'm telling you, that's a blessing. The more you do for God, the greater the reward, glory to God. Take what God's given you, do it the best of your ability, and God will increase it for you. He said, go preach. To all the world. Every creature out there, I preach to them. I've preached to squirrels, rabbits, and all kinds of animals. Amen. When I get in the woods, God says preach, I just preach, glory to God. Preach going down the road. When God gets in it, it's going to help somebody somewhere. Might have been me I was preaching to. I don't know. I need it. But why preach the gospel? That's why. That's what I want to preach on. Why preach it? Well, number one, God said to.
That's right.
And God called certain men to do these things.
Yep.
Amen. Him's no better than you are.
Right.
God just looked down and said, hey, there's a little preacher man right there. I need him. He loves me. I can use him and win souls to God. My mama, I heard her pray when I was a young fellow, and she'd say, Lord, make one of my sons a preacher. Guess who it was? Amen. I didn't care much about it right then, but after I got into it, my God, I'm so glad to be one of them. God's good. To preach the gospel is to reveal the grace of God. Look at this. God wrote the book, give us everything we need to preach. I don't have to go home, write up some, and figure out what I'm going to preach. I've got it there.
Hey. Yeah.
I mean, he supplied us with everything we need to work for him. And if we preach, he's going to have to help us, Brother Kevin.
Hey, man, I guarantee
it, brother. Buddy, I come over here this morning, I was nervous as a cat on a tin roof. And I'm like that every time I walk behind this pulpit, but just in a few minutes, it's gone.
Hey.
I'm bold as a lion now. Yeah. Glory to God, we need to stand up for what God wants.
Yeah.
God's grace.
Hey.
You're going to find it in the preaching. Ain't that great?
Yeah.
Ephesians 2:8 said, by grace, through faith.
That's right.
Ain't you glad God loved you enough
to
send his precious son that never done nothing, didn't deserve to die, but he sent him to die that then you can live.
Yeah.
That makes me want to do something for him. What about you? If you're here and lost this morning, he died that you could be saved.
Right.
If you die and go to hell, you can't blame it on God. God's giving you an opportunity.
Right, preacher. That's right.
He sent you a man of God at this church that preaches this book. You've got a teacher that teaches this book. You've got members that know this book, and they tell you about what God can do. See, I know what God can do because I've got experience. I've been there. But it's preaching the gospel is to reveal God's grace. Amen. God's love's in the gospel. John 3:16 said, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but glory to God live forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give us something eternal.
Yes, sir.
My cards don't last that long. My clothes don't last that long. But glory to God, what God gives me just gets better every year. Amen. See, to preach the gospel is to expose man's sin.
That's right.
If we hadn't never sinned, we wouldn't need the gospel.
Go ahead, brother.
Am I right? Well, sir, some of these folks say if you sin, you're going to die and go to hell. But I put my sins under the blood. God knew he wasn't saving a perfect man. But he's trying to make one out of me. And one day after a while, he'll give me the right body to fit the man. Amen. But if we didn't sin, we wouldn't need the gospel. If you didn't sin, you wouldn't need a preacher. Well, I've had church members really get mad at me sometimes, Kevin, because I preached on sin. I had a young preacher take me around behind the church house. He said, people here says you're preaching on sin too much. But you need to change your message. I said, young man, how long have you been preaching? It wasn't very long. I said, why would you try to rebuke me? Bible told you not to do that. And I said, hey, you can tell them people to get a bunch of lost in. I won't have to preach to them no more. Glory to God. We need preach to. Sin. God's not changed the smell of it. It's still rotten in God's nose. The only thing that's going to hold us together in the world we're in is the truth. We need the truth. Don't you think so? Preach the gospel. Jesus died for our sins on the cross. 1 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. He died for us. We wasn't worth dying for. But when he touched us and saved us and put that blood on us, he made us worthy to walk through to heaven.
That's right.
Amen. We're something now.
Hey.
I'm not just holy. I'm a child of God.
Amen.
My Father's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He knows everything, can do anything. He's God Almighty. He's alive and he's well. That's my Father. Because he's alive, I'm going to live on. One of these days you get a phone call, oh, Holly Waldo died. When they tell you that, say, hey, don't start lying to me. I know where he's at. I'm not going to die. I'm going to just be promoted. I've had a fun time in my life. It's the best life I've ever had. I love it. This is great. Young men, if you just knew how great. You have to be a running aisle shouting today. That's the reason I shout so much. God truly saved me that day. Man, he brought me out of a pit, put my feet on a solid rock, established my goings, and glory to God, I've been happy ever since then.
Yeah.
Hey. I got saved, you know, the first prayer he answered. He saved my wife.
Hey, brother. What about that?
And son, I cut loose shouting that night and I ain't stopped.
Hey,
that's a God I'm talking about. He's a God that'll answer your prayers. He's a God that'll save your family. He's a God that'll save your friends. Glory to God. He's God. Man's true nature. Think about this. Man's true nature is revealed in the Bible.
That's right.
I've had folks say, well, I'm a good person. I don't believe it. You get to the Bible and read the Bible, you'll see just how good you are.
Yeah,
Bible said none good.
That's right. That's right.
Wasn't that what it said? I believe the Bible.
Yep.
I ain't going to be good until I get that glorified body and I look like him, glory to God.
Hey.
Now I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. When we get that glorified body, be a bunch of little Jesuses running around. All our problems is over with. I can't wait. Sometimes I get really homesick, brother. You look at the world and you see what's happening. And I've got little grandbabies just barely walking. Great grandbabies, I mean. No telling what's going to be like if the Lord don't come get us. And people so unconcerned. And I've noticed something. Pastoring churches, been around churches. You know the most people that's dropping out is the one that's fixing to pass over. Ain't that something? I'm old enough to know better. Why would I want to die not putting God first in my life? I know where I'm going. It don't scare me that I'm going to hell, but I don't want to go there with a sad look on my face.
Go ahead, brother.
I wake up on the other side, I'm going to be a shouting, buddy.
Hey.
I'm going to kick up some gold dust. Amen? I ain't never lived in a place like I'm going to.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I ain't never seen nothing like I'm going to.
That's right. What about that?
I imagine it in my head and I try to think about it, but my mind just won't get with it, buddy. I'm glad I'm going to get a new body. Because if I seen something like that with this mind, it'd blow this thing out, buddy. Listen. But I know it's there. I don't walk by sight, I walk by faith. I believe God. I believe his book. See, they falsely accused him. Jesus hadn't done what they accused him of. They wanted to put him to death because, you know why? Because he stood for good. Our government right now don't like me and you because we believe in Christ. I don't believe in Father so-and-so. I believe in the main man. I don't have to go to Father so-and-so to get my sin forgiven. I go to the mediator between me and God, which is Christ Jesus. He done away with that mediator. We go straight to the man. If you have a problem with something that you bought, you don't want to talk to somebody that don't know nothing. You want to go to the man.
That's right.
I'll call them. I'll go somewhere. Sometimes I bought something that don't work. And one of these salesmen come up and tell me this and that. I said, I want to talk to the man.
Sure.
When I get on my knees and pray for sin, I want to know the man's hearing me.
Yep.
I don't want to think I've got to wait on somebody else to give me the answer. I want the man to answer it for me. I'm glad he will, ain't you? They thought they'd done away with him. That's what you're trying to do with us, folks.
That's right.
We ever stay close to God, let's get a hold of him. Hang on.
Hey.
When the devil tries to pull us off, let's squeal and holler and kick and scream. Amen. Till he runs off and leaves us alone. Amen. Because when they put him in the tomb and sealed that tomb, they thought that was the end of him.
Yes.
Done for. What they said. Got rid of him. That's what they think about me and you. They think they're going to get rid of us. They might get rid of me here, but hey, I'm going to a place they can't touch me. God's good to us. Why preach it? Because God said to. And it also glorifies God. Don't you think God's proud of you every time you tell somebody about Jesus and what he can do for them? Oh, Stephen. When they stoned him to death, he looked up and who's standing up for him?
Yes, sir, brother.
He stood up for me many a time.
Hey.
If he hadn't, I wouldn't be here tonight, but he done it. And he'll do it for you. What he'll do for me, he'll do for you, glory to God.
Hey.
He glorifies God. Don't you want to glorify him? He can only be glorified through one thing. That's the truth. If it ain't truth, you ain't helping nothing.
That's right.
We go to John 4:24, I believe it is. Let me read you this scripture. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and what? Truth.
Amen.
He's the only truth. Bible said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Hey.
He's all three of them. He's the way, the truth, and the only life you'll find out of this world. So if you're here and you're lost this morning, he's the truth. Don't you believe what the world's telling you? World's telling you, and some of your friends telling you, oh, we'll have a party in hell. You won't have no party in hell. You'll be screaming and crying, wanting to get out of there, but there'll be no way to get out. Be too late to repent then. Now's the time. Day's the time. We may not even see tomorrow. And even if we do, you might not. If you're here and you're lost this morning, I want you to just take a second and think for a while. Where would I go? I want you to think for a while. Look around you. Look how all these trees and little animals and all these things out there, who made them things? There's got to be a God. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's got to be a God. I believe that with all my heart there is a God. Everybody's going to stand before him. If you're lost, you can bow to him now, save you from bowing later. Because when you get up there in the judgment and you bow, it ain't going to do you no good. You're going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Amen. I'd rather bow now and confess and go to a better place than that. I have and I'm going to. I don't care what my friends say, and my friends pointed fingers at me for years. He'll never make it. He'll never make it. You know what that done for me? That just charred me up and made me fight harder.
Sure, brother.
I seen a bunch of them get saved. Some of their daddies and mamas I seen get saved. It'd been lost for years. Drunks off the street get saved. Amen. They'd been drunk for years and years, destroyed their whole families nearly, lost everything they had. But God didn't hold that against them. He just took them right in.
Praise God.
Happened in the front seat of a car pouring down the rain one day. Me and him. I got to witnessing to him. Before you know it, I preached Jesus to him. That old car is just jumping up and down. He rushed and grabbed hold of me and he said, "Preacher, stop, stop, stop." And there's a voice and I said, "Don't stop yet, he ain't ready." I just kept preaching. And directly he grabbed me by the shirt and he said, "Preacher, I'm ready, I want to get saved." Glory to God, God saved him that day in the floorboard of a car, amen. He's still around. Doctors told him he'd be dead for now. But he's still around. He still goes to church. God's an amazing God. I've preached all over this country. God's blessed me to see all kinds of folks get saved. Brother Kevin, hundreds, thousands of them through my lifetime. Amazing God. I've preached in yards, parking lots, seen folks saved. God's everywhere.
Yeah.
Amen. Nursing homes. Seen a bunch of them old folks in Crossville Nursing Home. Bunch of them in their 80s got saved.
What about that?
Just took a little time and effort. We'd go 2 hours before service and wheel them into the room. I had a crowd out there like you've got. Them old folks. Had two or three of them old women sit on the front bench in the front in a wheelchair, just shout her down while I was preaching. That's good. Had one of my best friends to get saved out there. He's sitting in the back, and I preached, and he said, devil told me, said, I ain't nowhere to go to, and said, about the time he said it, you slid a chair out and said, here's the altar right here. He come around that corner and he slid into that altar. He's still serving the Lord. Listen, God's done some wonderful things, but God still does them things.
That's right.
God's not lost no power. It's us, it's God's church, it's lost power. God's still the same today, tomorrow, and forever. Hallelujah. He's God. He ain't an old man standing up there gray-headed walking on a cane. He's in fine shape. You'll see one of these days when that rapture takes place. Amen. You'll see what I'm talking about. Amen. He's God. I'm telling you, boys, there's nobody like him. And I'm fixing to bring this thing to a close. I could preach for another hour. I'm not going to. There's so much in here, Kevin. I've dealt with this my whole life. There's times you just can't shut down when people want you to. You've just got to feel this thing out. My wife even told me a time too, you preached a little long today. I said I had to. I said it wasn't in my hands. I just preached till God said stop. It may bore you, but it ain't boring me. It's exciting me. Amen. Listen, to preach the gospel to exalt who? Jesus Christ. And he said, if I be lifted up, he didn't say for us preachers to lift ourselves up. He said to lift him up. It ain't about me and Kelvin. It's about him. And some of her preacher friends, I'm afraid, lost sight of that. I'm glad I've never lost sight of who I am and where I came from and where I'm going. This thing ain't about money. It ain't about what we own. Because one day when you leave here, you're going to leave it all behind.
That's right.
The only thing you're taking with you, what you got in here. See, I'm moving into a new home. I won't need nothing up there. I ain't going to pack no clothes. I don't need nothing. Amen? Whoever wants my bank account can have it because there ain't much in there anyway. Whoever wants my guns, my car, just grab them and go.
Yeah.
I don't need them where I'm going.
Hey, that's right, brother.
Listen, we need to exalt him. Exalt him. To preach the gospel is to infuriate the devil, too.
Amen.
I've seen him get mad a few times.
Yeah,
his old saying is, you gouge a pig, what does he do? You gouge some of these deadbeat Christians, they'll start squealing.
Right.
And when I was a pastor, I loved that when they done that. I loved it because I knew where my trouble was at. And I knew where to, what to work on there.
Oh, yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So when you do that, you're just telling on yourself. See, God's word, no matter how rough, how hard it comes, should not never make you mad.
Amen.
That old preacher rips you up one side and down the other, and you want to go to the neck and hug his neck and say, what a blessing you was this morning.
Yes, sir.
I sit on the bench all the time. Preacher gets preached sometimes, I'll holler, oh, me! Because he just ripped me. He didn't hurt me. I just need to confess up, see?
Sure, brother.
I want to stay right with God, don't you?
Hey.
So it infuriates the devil. And to preach the gospel is a command of God. Sure is. Listen, it's to declare the only name that you can be saved by. And it acts. Chapter 4, remember the verse. Verse 12. He's the only way. There's no salvation in any other except Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the only way you're going to get to him is to be drawn by the Father. If you ain't getting drawn, you ain't going to make it. You may say, preacher, I'll get saved next week. You might not. He's giving you opportunity today, and you don't take it today. This could be your last chance. Preacher, you're scaring me. I hope I am. Because I'm telling you, people living in sin needs to be scared. I've had a lot of folks say, preacher, you're scaring my kids. I said, I want to. I want them to be scared of going to a place called hell. Because I'm sure you wouldn't want to see them there. Amen? Listen, old-fashioned preaching is what we need. Knowledge, we've got smarter and smarter and smarter, but a lot of our preachers has got dumber and dumber and dumber.
Right.
We've left the simple things of the Bible,
yeah,
and we've tried to get above their heads.
Go ahead.
And they're falling away. See, I don't think most Christians have learned the simple things in this Bible
right
yet.
Right.
Only one way to be saved. When you're saved forever.
Yeah. Hey.
And you still sin. And when you sin, you got to ask for what? Forgiveness.
Yep.
Got to repent of your sins. If we don't do that, we ain't going to be where God wants us. I don't know about you, but I want to be where God can use me. I want to be used of God. I don't want to sit on a bench and die. Dead as a chicken with its neck wrung off. I want to have some glory in my soul.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know why I come over here this morning? I come here for one reason, and that's to be a blessing and help to you.
Hey.
That's why I'm here. That's all I want to be, is a blessing. But I will tell you the truth.
Hey. Thank God.
And that's what we've got to do. We're not doing it because we're trying to be mean to you. We're doing it because we love you. God don't whip us sometimes just to be mean to us. He whips us because we went against what he told us to. So listen, folks, if you're here this morning, you may be here and you may be saved. Maybe there's something between you and God. There's only one way to get removed. Let's get on them knees and ask God to remove it. He said he's just and willing to forgive us of our sins, didn't he? If we'd only confess them. As the song leader and piano player comes, is it all right if I give this a call? As they come and get a song, if you're here and maybe it's just something between you and God, you need help. That's why this altar's here. There's no power in this altar. That's just a meeting place between you and God. That's why it's here, to give you a meeting place. The power's in him. And if you're here this morning and you don't know God, you're lost and you know you're lost and you don't know God, you need to be saved. Every head bowed, every eye closed, praying all over the house.